Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewADay.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well guys, I'm back. Hope you guys have had a wonderful weekend. We're back to school, etc., work, whatever. Vacation's over, guys. So, one thing to announce that I'm doing is, once again, I'm getting money together for Toronto Sick Kids Hospital via Extra Life. That's on November 2nd. I've already raised $250 for this thing so far. So 100% of all the donations collected go directly to Toronto Sick Kids Hospital. You can find out more information by going to birdmangivesback.com. And I'm doing charity cartoon live streams pretty much every weekend until then to kind of hang out with people, do some stuff. And if you donate, I will review games of your choice on RAD, providing that I have them or have access to them in some capacity. As I've already had someone ask me to do this, if they donated $100, I'm not expecting that. But hey, just throwing that out there. So guys, on today's RAD, we're going to talk about a game that pretty much kicked me in the teeth, knocked me down, and left me crying in the street. I'm talking about Xbox Live's TMNT Out of the Shadows. Wow, where do I even begin to start with this disappointment of a game? Now, that being said, my co-host on the prototype, Jamie, kind of enjoy this, but he can see where I've got problems with this particular game. I like to call him a TMNT apologist, because this is one of the newer Turtle games, and not the first of this console generation. Definitely seems like it's going to be the last, but I think the first one based upon the new TMNT series, which was the 2012, which Nickelodeon just finished up its season in August. New season beginning this month, I think, on Nickelodeon. We also talked about it over on This Week in Geek for our topic show. So playing through this was an experience in frustration. Just because, well, I guess let's talk about the gameplay / storyline. It's the Turtles versus Shredder. Baxter found some Krang laboratory. Shredder wants to use it to gain power over the Turtles. Blah, blah, blah. You don't care. The gameplay. Well, you play as all four Turtles at the same time, but you could only control one at a time. And the game's been compared to Batman, Arkham City, in terms of its combat. I cannot deny that. It's, basically, you have your weapon attack and a kick attack, and if you move the control stick in any number of different directions, you can perform different things. You can also do counters, you can do parries, and combat's the best part about this game. It actually can be quite fun at times, and you can do some pretty cool team attacks. My favorite being, if you can get all four turtles to get a guy in the middle of them, they can use their shells to basically crush them, which is pretty kick-ass. Some of their counters are pretty neat, especially with Michelangelo entangling their weapons, flipping over them and kicking them in the face, or burping in their face to distract them, which even works on robots. Figure that one out. And there actually is a skill progression system. You earn experience by doing different things during the missions. Like here, stealth knockout five guys, perform X amount of turtle power knockouts, and you can use that to unlock ability points, which improve your weapons, your defense, special attacks, passive abilities. Like Leonardo has the ability to revive people without pizza when you get it to a high enough level. I think Donatello gets a bonus to this hacking minigame, which I'll talk about in just a minute. Raphael gets a damage boost. Mikey gets something for taunts, which you can taunt your guys, which will distract them. Surprisingly deep combat system. Like I said, not unlike Batman, not as fluid as Batman. Batman seems to flow like water. This one kind of feels like slush. It's still water, just in a different form, so to speak. It's not terrible, it's how the game handles it that makes it terrible. Allow me to explain, and then I'll get into the whole hacking minigame thing. The camera for this game floats just behind your turtle, and that sounds great on paper, because you can see how detailed the character models are, but we'll talk about more of that in graphics. The problem is, when you get into combat, it's virtually up your turtle's ass. You can't see what the hell you're doing. And if you could just pull the camera just even 3 or 4 feet, it would really help. Unfortunately, the camera is so jerky with this, you have to reset it virtually after every major engagement with this. Plus, there are parts in the environments where you can jump, you can flip, you can do things on. The problem is they're not highlighted very well. Yeah, some of them will flash yellow, some of them won't. And it's a little hard to kind of navigate through through the game's 4 stages, which would take you about 20-25 minutes to beat a piece, depending. In addition to that, sometimes for it to trigger cutscenes, which will advance the area to go to the next checkpoint, sometimes you have to cross a very specific part of the level, and they don't always trigger. I've spent 5 minutes wandering around a stage waiting for something to trigger. It didn't work. Or bad guys in this game are friggin' stupid. I'm talking mind-numbingly taking the short bus to school stupid. I really hope I didn't offend anybody with that, but, you know, I'm talking dumb. Bottom of the bucket dumb. They'll just stand there. Like, to the point where you could probably stealth knock them out, even though you're dancing in front of them, they don't care. Or they'll hide. I couldn't clear one stage because a Mouser decided to hide behind a piece of the level I couldn't hit him from. So I had to reload a checkpoint. That's another thing to mention about this game. This game has tons of technical errors. We had Leonardo stuck in a free fall last night. He stood on top of Donatello in a falling animation. That was fun. Or weapons would get stuck. And what I mean by that is the animation would freeze. And you'd have to load another turtle and then it would go. Or you would clip through people. It's not a very well-polished game in that regard. Like, I've heard some reviewers call it rushed. I can't disagree with that. I really wonder why this game wasn't given at least another month in the oven, so to speak, to iron out some of these little technical details. Now, as I mentioned, there is a hacking minigame, which allows you to get into areas you normally can't get into. Sometimes there'll be some weapons, some concept art. I'll talk about that in a minute when I get into extras. You have to basically connect circuits without crossing them. It's pretty standard stuff. It's kind of annoying. I don't know why they put it in there. It's just one of those extra little things that you have to have. Whatever. It's a pain in the ass. That's all I can say. Moving on to graphics for this game. Well, it's supposed to be based upon the 2012 series. And you can definitely see the influences. April looks like she should, kind of, though she's been aged to 18. I guess. Splinter looks okay. The turtles. Similar to the CGI cartoon. Except not. And what I mean by that is, they gave them nostrils. And I know that's a nitpicky. The problem is, they don't look like turtles. They look like... they look like Michael Bay's version of it. They look like aliens that happen to have shells. It's just not a good art style that suits them. But then again, they tried to go more realistic as opposed to the CG look of the show, which I think this game might have worked better had they done it CG like the show. I can't imagine it would be too hard. I mean, look at the Dragon Ball Z games from Namco Bandai. They look like Dragon Ball Z, and it works fine. Say what you will about the games, but they at least look the part. This one, I don't know. It's inconsistent at best. Donatello being one that sticks out the most. He just looks weird. I really can't put a finer point on it other than just weird. April looks about 18 as opposed to her being 15 in the show. That's a nitpick. The cutscenes in this game, they look like they were drawn by some amateur on DeviantArt. And I'm pretty sure I'm insulting somebody when I say that. I'm sorry. These do not belong in a Ninja Turtle game. I mean, they should have got someone from the IDW comics to draw them. Or it would have been neat had they got Eastman and Laird to do it. But then again, they sold their rights off years ago. You get my point. They should have looked better. They look bad. Wait till you see the Shredder right at the end of the game panel. He looks ridiculous. Not scary. Stupid. Just stupid. The environments all looked the same. The only environment I really liked in the game was the last level on the Krang spaceship, because it looked like the show. It looked very consistent with the show. Mind you, some of the animations in this are actually pretty neat. When you see Donatello do this one power attack that's very reminiscent of his super attack from Turtles in Time, that's pretty neat. Or to see Raphael, he's not stabbing people when he knocks them out. He's actually using the pommels of his sai to knock them out. So that's very cool, the fact that they would put that much detail into it. I would say, I think the developer for this game is Redfly. I'm pretty sure that's the name. They're the guys that I think did the Ghostbusters game for the Wii and the PS2 a couple years ago. They've also done a bunch of other games. Force Unleashed 2 for the Wii, I think. Love of the franchise anyway, just not great execution. Let's move on to the sound. You start this game up with promise. It's got Partners in Crime Turtle Power from the 1989 movie. That's awesome. The problem is, the guy who programmed the loop on the front of it cut it off at the first syllable of the guy beginning the rap. Listen for it. You can hear the exact cutoff. Now, I was talking with Jamie from the prototype, who comes from a programmer developer, from a programming game developer standpoint of this. He says the programmer put that in to loop at this exact second. That wasn't a sound guy doing it. I'm pretty sure the sound guy could have done this 10 minutes before he went home on a Friday night. Here, program this loop. Okay. It would have sounded at least consistent. But the full song is in the game. They didn't just license 15 seconds. Thank Christ for that. The original voice actors are not in this, which is really sad. I really would have liked to have heard Jason Biggs, Rob Paulsen, Greg Sipes, and Sean Austin. But that costs money, I'm guessing. The sound-alikes aren't bad. The Mikey sound-alike, I think, is the best, all things considered. The Donatello one does not sound like Rob Paulsen whatsoever. However, that being said, the dialogue in this game is remarkably witty, if somewhat repetitious. I hope you like hearing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, but it is actually pretty funny. I will say that. And the person who does Karai is ridiculous at best. And the music. Outside of Turtle Power, you will hear precisely two songs. They are annoying. And they loop endlessly. It's a pain in the ass. Moving on to multiplayer slash extras. If you can find four other unfortunate souls to play this with you, you can play this game online. There's also kind of a classic arcade mode, which takes the stages, makes them side-scrolly. I didn't spend a whole lot of time with this mode, because it frankly just pissed me off. There are challenge modes, which 1% of it goes towards XP to unlock stuff. Now, if Leonardo does have buffs, which do increase this somewhat, you do get special weapons as well. Like, Leonardo gets to turn his swords into this sword staff. Raphael gets these iron fists. I forget what Michelangelo gets. And Donatello gets a gravity gauntlet. Whoopee-doo. Now, a lot of reviewers have been hating on this. Playing through this game last night, it'll take you about 3 to 4 hours, depending. You're going to have to do multiple playthroughs to max out everything, if you can stand it. Is it a bad game? I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, and here's why. If you can get the combat down, it can be a remarkably fun experience, but you have to be playing it with the right people. I found playing with Jamie, who's a huge Turtle fan, it was fun. But it was a pain in the ass because of all the technical problems. Is the game worth $15? No. You'd be better off throwing your money down a damn hole at that price. However, if this game ever comes up sale for, say, $5, yes. Is this the worst Turtles game? There's a question. I'm gonna say no. Turtles in Time reshelled was a disappointment, but it was at least functional. TMNT Smash Up was a poor man's Smash Brothers, but it was at least functional. This TMNT game, its mechanics work, It's how they're implemented. Like I said, if they could release a patch to pull out the camera a little bit, fix some of the technical glitches, I might give this game a higher recommendation. IGN's currently rating it at a 6. Pro Jared gave it a 2 out of 10. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's about a 4 out of 10. It's... you're almost at average. You're almost there. So that's my recommendation for TMNT Out of the Shadows. And I know I sounded pretty harsh in my game, in my write-up comparing this game to Naughty Bear. And it was almost that up until Jamie played it. It was almost that, because I haven't thrown down a controller in disgust since Naughty Bear. Having gone through it, I've changed my mind a little bit. So, you still hated Naughty Bear. Fuck you. But moving on. So anyway, guys, Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out next week. Hopefully I should be playing that by later on in the week and have something up for you next week. So this week I might be playing Grand Theft Auto games for another rad, because I've never gone through the entirety of Grand Theft Auto series. I might just pick one of those games and just kind of give her hell to prepare myself. Or I've been really digging a lot of Splinter Cell stuff, having a lot of fun with that. But I also want to play Rayman Legends on the Wii U, and I know that's a game I can probably whip through pretty easy. So either way, there's going to be something more this week, I promise you that. So guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again next time, right here on ReviewADay.ca.